It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some restaurant owners say they had an okay turnout Wednesday, the first day that restaurants were allowed to reopen statewide. George Fields owns Bar K in downtown Colorado Springs. He says employees are wearing masks, practicing social distancing, and disinfecting surfaces frequently.
We're staying really diligent on cleaning. I just went down there before and scrubbed the whole place down, and it smells like Lysol at my work right now.
Field says he's concerned about a second spike in COVID-19, but Bar K would close permanently if it didn't reopen. He says customers have been following the rules, so he's happy. The United Methodist Church has postponed its general conference until fall of 2021. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports it will delay a potentially radical change in the church over LGBTQ clergy members.
The United Methodist Church voted to ban same-sex marriages and members of the LGBTQ community from being ordained in 2019. Since then, Methodists have been split on how to move forward. At a meeting at St. Andrew United Methodist Church in Highlands Ranch in December, some church leaders thought the church should divide into two denominations, while others thought the church should stick together. Mark Feldmeyer is the senior pastor at St. Andrew. He says the extra time will allow people on both sides of the issue to take a breath.
I think this issue will be less contentious and the resolution will be more just and peaceful.
The conference was supposed to be earlier this month, but was canceled because of the pandemic. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Residents in Basalt will soon be getting $20 in the mail to spend on local businesses. The town council this week approved the money for each household to stimulate the town's economy during the pandemic. Officials say the program will cost about $43,000. The vouchers are good at local businesses, but not at grocery stores. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.